two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 13 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 72 degrees, KSL's top story. The Department of Public Safety is warning everyone about bad election information being spread online, and they're calling on everyone to think before you link. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
One of the recent cases of disinformation state investigators have seen was when a man posted a video making it appear that the Utah voter database had been corrupted and he wasn't able to register as a Republican. DPS Sergeant Jeffrey Plank says that flat out wasn't true and that video was a fake. But there are other bits of fake information being spread by unwitting people, so they're urging everyone who wants more information about the election to go straight to the state's election website.
They're also telling everyone to check their sources and look at more than one news outlet before sharing stories online. A Tooele County man got two different ballots sent to him. The county clerk says it was their mistake, and being able to vote twice is still very unlikely. Your voice, your vote 2020. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is at the elections desk.
County Clerk Marilyn Gillette says two voters had the same name and someone in their office didn't check that their birthdays were different and merged the two accounts.
The two ballots he got, the first and last name are the same. The middle names are different. And the gentleman that got the two ballots has voted regularly. The other one has never voted.
Gillette says they have no contact information for the man who's never voted. As for being able to vote twice, Gillette says they check signatures on every ballot.
We do due diligence to make sure that you are the person that voted.
And if anyone tries to vote twice on purpose,
then we send that information to the attorney's office and they prosecute.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
People who show up to vote in person Election Day in Utah County will discover the process looks an awful lot like voting by mail. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas with more.
The eight places where you can cast a ballot in person on Election Day in Utah County are called ballot pickup locations. Voters will get exactly the same paper ballot that was mailed to them and put it in a similar envelope. County Clerk Amelia Powers Gardner told Dave and Dujanovic paper ballots have lots of advantages. They're secure and they can be audited if necessary.
During the 2018 midterm, Governor Herbert called Utah County the epicenter of dysfunction because of the long lines at polling places. KSL News Time 402, the Justice Department has filed its largest antitrust lawsuit in 20 years. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Justice Department announcing today that it is suing Google for antitrust violations. Here's U.S. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen.
It has maintained its monopoly power through exclusionary practices that are harmful to competition.
Director of the American Antitrust Institute, Robert Land, says the lawsuit is deeply flawed.
It's about their core search and search advertising business. So that's a much more fundamental challenge to Google as a corporation.
Land says the lawsuit is not about the company's mergers. A top Trump campaign fundraiser pleaded guilty today to conspiring to violate a foreign lobbying law. Elliot Brody failed to register as a foreign lobbyist when he agreed to take millions from a Malaysian businessman in exchange for using his influence with the Trump administration. Brody was unsuccessful in getting the administration to drop a criminal investigation involving the Malaysian government. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that he is moving ahead in the Senate with his plan But Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it cruel.
We have so many different problems. And what do the Republicans do, Leader McConnell? A stunt.
But the majority leader telling reporters this afternoon that he will entertain other options for a stimulus.
If a presidentially supported bill clears the House, at some point we'll bring it to the floor, yes.
The negotiations between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are ongoing. And a new study says older workers are facing higher unemployment than mid-career workers amid the coronavirus pandemic. Researchers with the New School University in New York City found that workers 55 and older lost jobs sooner, were rehired slower, and continue to face higher job losses than their counterparts ages 35 to 54. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Construction crews started putting beams in place this week for a new bridge over the railroad tracks at 5600 West and 800 South. UDOT's John Gleason says it's an area that's expecting lots of new business growth.
We want to make sure that we're planning ahead for that future growth and making sure that people don't have to stop unnecessarily for trains.
Gleason says the plan is to maintain traffic flow while the bridge is built and three new lanes are added to 5600 West back to 21st South. All the parks in Provo Canyon, including Bridal Veil Falls and Mount Timpanogos, are closed today because of the range fire. The Provo Fire Department says the range fire is 10% contained. It's burned around 3,500 acres. Alpine Loop is also closed for air operations to combat the flames. Some members of the Salt Lake City School Board are drawing criticism after being caught sending vulgar and inappropriate messages to one another. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says a mother of five children in the district recently filed a public records request asking for copies of all electronic communications between board members.
Now she's calling on some board members to resign, saying it's clear that so many policies and ethics have been broken, citing vulgarities in some of the messages and clear examples of what she calls bullying.
City School District has not provided us a statement. Instead, it reiterates they do not govern the board. KSL News Time, 4:06. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We've had crews working to clean up a crash with possible injuries northbound Bangor Highway after 90th South at about 8800 South, and an earlier crash pretty much cleared northbound I-15 as you're approaching Kaysville, but we still have backups into Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, the most excited sportscaster in the world signs off for the last time. My Minute of News is on the way. Next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.